Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Beautiful weather for us today and tomorrow. Take off those winter jackets and enjoy the sunshine. It's going to rain this weekend. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. About 100 people attended a public hearing yesterday on whether the elk should be removed from a protected species list. The State Wildlife Resources Commission held that hearing at Southwestern Community College in Silva. The proposed change to the park plan that manages the elk would allow landowners to shoot problem elk on private land without a permit. The commission says the proposal was put forward by its biological staff because the special protected status is no longer necessary to ensure the herds will survive. The elk were reintroduced to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in 2001. At that time, there were 52 elk. Today, there are 110. Many Transylvania County students are busy getting ready for the annual science fair coming up the last week of January. Students from all county elementary and middle schools will set up their projects at the Transylvania County Library on Tuesday, January 26th. The next day, some students will meet privately with the judges, and Thursday, the 28th, the students will come to see the projects during the day. First, second, third, and honorable mention awards will be announced at a ceremony Thursday night at Brevard High School. That starts at 6 o'clock. There's a Lego tournament for kids coming up at Western Carolina University in Cullowhee. More than 20 teams will compete in the North Carolina First Lego League Regional Tournament Saturday, January 23rd at the Ramsey Center. Teams have a challenge called Smart Move to design, build, and program a robot to complete some time missions. The students ages 9 through 14 will exercise some math and science skills and have a fun day with excitement. It culminates in an award ceremony. Qualifiers from the regional tournament will advance to the state competition. That will be February 20th at the Greensboro Coliseum. If you'd like to learn more, check the online at usfirst.org. In sports, Brevard College Lady Tornadoes lost to Catawba last night 78-68. The men also lost 93-75. The Tornadoes are still on the road Saturday. They play at Wingate. Tip-off for the women is 2 p.m. The men should play right around 4. We'll have both games for you live here on 1240 a.m. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.